Up next on the program, all the way from Florida via the G&M Family Market phone line, the radio voice of the Boston Red Sox, Tim Neverich, joining us. Tim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Well, we're great, and we appreciate the team scheduling a night game with the Yankees so we could get a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a night game with the Yankees usually in the spring one way or another. It's in Tampa tonight, so it's a long drive for the guys who wear red and also the guys who broadcast the game. So it's quite a long drive tonight. But that's okay. That's part of spring training in Florida, and it's going to be a beautiful night for it right now. Temperature's about 78, 79 degrees. Couldn't really ask for a better night.
Yeah, not that you want to leave that weather behind anytime soon, but are you just about ready for opening day and countable games to get underway?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that you get to a point in spring training where you'll gladly trade the warm weather for games that mean something and games that are played the way major league games are. You know, tonight is an example. There's going to be a number of minor leaguers in this game tonight, guys trying to make a name for themselves, some guys on the bubble. There'll be, you know, a handful of guys who are regular players too, but they brought a lot of guys over from minor league camp for this game tonight. Meanwhile, the Yankees have a regular lineup in there because they're at home. That's typically the way it goes. But, you know, once they start playing games on April 3rd that count, that are meaningful, that are played the way you like to see major league games played, you know, with some strategy where you don't have the strategy down here. But I would trade a jacket and gloves for some meaningful games right about now.
Well, it won't be long, about a week and a half until the season opener. How are you feeling about the team's pitching situation given the David Price injury and a little bit of uncertainty now over Drew Pomeranz?
Well, actually, the Drew Pomeranz thing is, I think the uncertainty will be turned into certainty if it hasn't been already. But he threw a bullpen today. Stephen Wright also threw a bullpen today. Both guys are fine. Pomeranz will make his next start on schedule. He'll probably go an extra inning or so to make up for what he didn't do the other night. Triceps feeling fine. He just had to you know, just a weird thing where it just was tight on him. He thinks maybe it was too much activity too soon because he started late, tried to do too much. But he's back on schedule, and I think he's going to be just fine. And with David Price is sort of on his own schedule, but he continues to work out. And it looks like in the next day or so, next couple of days, he could begin a full-blown throwing program. So I think David Price will be on the way back. And, you know, will he make his first start of the season in the first week of the season? Probably not. You know, we all expect him to start in the DL, but he says he feels fine. They're not taking any chances. And as far as a guy like Price is concerned, you would rather have him in September than in April. I think you'd make that trade any day of the week. So he's going to start spring training over again, essentially. And so when he's ready, he's ready. But in the meantime, you know, the guy who was sixth in the depth chart, now up to fifth, is Eduardo Rodriguez, and he's had a very, very good spring. So the pitching situation, I think, is going to play into its own, and it's going to be just fine. The bullpen situation is going to be fine. Tyler Thornburg has been a question mark, but he threw in a minor league game today. The report's good so far. They'll wait and see how he is tomorrow after, you know, he has a night rest and see how the body responds. But I think Thornburg's going to be fine. I think they're pretty happy with the bullpen situation and how that's coming together too.
On the offensive side of things, I love the pickup when they acquired Mitch Moreland, and boy, he's had a great spring, hitting very well, and of course flashing that Gold Glove caliber defense over at first.
Well, he won the Gold Glove with the Rangers last year, so that's a big thing. But yeah, it's the offense, and one of the reasons the Red Sox targeted him is his ability to use the big part of the field and go the other way. Now, he hasn't played his home games in a ballpark like Fenway before, so you know, some of the fly balls that he hit that didn't go in the gap for a double were caught for outs. But at Fenway, they may not be. So when you play the majority of your games in a ballpark like that, I think it's going to be good for Mitch Moreland. We've seen him use the wall a little bit already at JetBlue Park, which is the exact same dimension with the exception of a seven-foot height difference. But it's the same dimensions of Fenway Park at JetBlue Park. And Mitch Moreland's looked very, very good so far, and I think the early returns are that everybody's very, very pleased with Mitch Moreland.
And, of course, that gives the Red Sox a chance to use Hanley Ramirez a little more in that DH role, and we saw last year what can happen with Hanley when he's able to be healthy.
Yeah, and, you know, his little shoulder issue he had seems to be coming along pretty well. I would expect to see him play some first base rather soon. I know that the Red Sox want to get him out there, get him some defensive work. He hasn't had any yet this spring. He's just been hitting, and he has been killing the baseball. He really is. He stands out. Without a question, you look at him in these spring training games, and he's head and shoulders above a lot of guys who are wearing those uniforms out there, especially for other teams. But I think Hanley has been very, very good. I think he's prepared himself well. I think a lot of people were glad he didn't go to the World Baseball Classic because of the shoulder issue. But he stayed here. He's continued to work. And, you know, his main focus is to win a World Series. That's all he really thinks about.
We're talking with Red Sox broadcaster Tim Neverett. Here, Tim and Joe Castiglione all season long right here on WZON. Third base, John Farrell, not ready to name Pablo Sandoval the starter yet, but has to be encouraged by what he's seen this spring.
Well, I don't know if anybody's asked him, really, you know, is Pablo Sandoval the starter? But I think if you watch the games, there's no question he's a starter. I think he will be the starting third baseman, and he'll be the opening day third baseman. He's had a very, very good spring. I mean, you know, his numbers this spring have been excellent, especially from the left side of the plate. Yesterday, they tried to get him some at-bats from the right side. They expected him to face a left-hander for the Orioles, Wade Miley, and Wade came down sick before the game. He was probably going to pitch about five innings or so, and that would have given Pablo at least two at-bats against Miley. And then the next pitcher to come in was Vidal Nuno, another lefty. So they were anticipating him getting about three, maybe four at-bats right-handed, but it didn't work out that way. He ended up hitting the majority of the game lefty. But I think when you look at what Sandoval has done this spring, you got to be happy with it. A .349 average, three home runs, 13 runs batted in, four doubles. He's 15 out of 43. He's one of the Red Sox top hitters this spring. And, oh, by the way, he hasn't made a single error yet. So I think he's having a good spring. I think he's earned that third base job, and I think it's just a matter of time before somebody makes it official.
Tim, what do you think happens with the catching situation now as we get ready to break camp and head north?
Well, right now, Sandy Leon will be the number one catcher. Christian Vasquez will be the backup catcher. Blake Swihart has options remaining. So because he has minor league options, he'll end up going to Pawtucket, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinions. Vasquez out of options, so he'll stay. And Sandy Leon, the same thing. I think it'll be the combination of Leon and Vasquez to start the season, and that's what the Red Sox will do. Leon in the lineup tonight here in Tampa, by the way, and they hope to get him some at-bats. He'll hit lefty tonight to start the game against Brian Mitchell, a right-hander. But I think it's going to be Leon and Vasquez. That'll be the tandem.
Tim, after a number of years of traveling around to National League ballparks, what was your impression of the American League stadiums last year? And do you have an early favorite from your first year moving around the league?
Well, I've been to all of them due to interleague play anyway, just not as often. But, you know, the American League parks are nice. You know, National League parks, the newer ones are nicer too. As much as everybody loves Wrigley Field, I'm not going to miss it because it's not a great place to work if you have to work. It's like they have to get a shoehorn to get you in the booth. I'm not that big of a guy either. So, but, you know, Wrigley Field was pretty neat. But in the American League, offhand, I mean, obviously, you know, Fenway Park is probably number one. The new Yankee Stadium is pretty good. Always like Anaheim. I've always liked that stadium. It's a neat place. Kansas City is real nice, too. So, you know, some of those places are good. Toronto is good, too, because if it gets cold, they just close the roof. So it's nice.
How was your trip to Iceland?
Awesome. It was really, really good. We had 4 hours of daylight there every day, but got to go see some team handball, which is a big sport in Iceland, and really got to enjoy the Icelandic culture, and it's a whole different thing, and I'd encourage anybody to go if they get an opportunity. It's really not that bad of a flight. It's only 5 hours from the East Coast, which is less time than it takes to get to Vegas. So it's pretty good. I would encourage people to go. I had a great time there.
Tim Neverett, voice of the Boston Red Sox. Tim, we're looking forward to hearing you all season long. We appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy tonight's game, and we'll catch up with you during the year.
Rich, thanks very much, and I couldn't be with you guys this year in the off season for the hot stove event, but I'm putting it on the calendar already for this off season.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
That's Tim Neverett, Red Sox radio broadcaster, here and with Joe Castiglione again all season long right here at the Pulse WZON, your Red Sox station.